France's newly elected president, François Hollande, will meet with President Obama in Washington today. Hollande is bringing along his companion, Valérie Trierweiler. She follows in the footsteps of Carla Bruni, the wife of the last French president, was a model and actress who brought celebrity and glamour to the presidential palace. Valérie Trierweiler is a veteran journalist. She's a divorced mother of three teenage boys. She's not married to the new president and never thought she'd end up as the First Lady of France. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
Bonjour, Jamel Debbouze.
Bonjour.
Until a few months ago, journalist Valérie Trierweiler hosted a weekly interview show on a minor French television network. She's better known for her sharp political writing at big-time photo news mag Paris Match, where she's worked for the last 20 years. She took a break during the campaign, but Trierweiler says she's a journalist to her core and doesn't want to stop working. Philippe Labro, founder of Direct Date TV, hired Trierweiler and is a friend.
She's a very, very typically modern French woman. In other words, she works, she has children, she was divorced, she has a life behind her, she's good-looking, elegant, without being flashy. I think the average French woman can identify with her.
Trierweiler was one of six children who grew up in a working-class family in central France. Her mother, a cashier at an ice skating rink, told her daughter that work was the only way to independence. Trierweiler met Hollande covering politics for Paris Match. The couple has been together 6 years, and Trierweiler is credited with giving Hollande the force to run for president, both mentally and physically. He lost 30 pounds, donned new glasses, and updated his wardrobe before hitting the campaign trail. Colombe Pringle, editor-in-chief of Point de Vue magazine, says the couple dancing on election night represents something new.
For us French, that image of them on that stage and they started dancing, it reminded us more of an American couple, of the Obamas, of even the Clinton. The way you in America, your president and his wife are really a team and they walk together, hold their hands when they get on the plane.
Pringle says the couple's unmarried status shouldn't pose a problem for the most part.
It's just a different way of being a couple. They could be some protocol problems if you go to the Vatican to see the Pope, but I mean she doesn't have to go and see the Pope. When Nicolas Sarkozy went, he went alone, but also he was divorced twice, and the Catholic Church doesn't like divorced people.
Trierweiler became known during the campaign for her fiery tweets. When her own magazine put her on the cover with the title Hollande's Charming Asset, she tweeted, "Bravo Paris Match for its sexism. My thoughts go out to all angry women." Pringle predicts this First Lady will be very different.
Valérie Trierweiler, she knows all the people as a journalist that she went to interview. She is expert in politics. She knows exactly how it works. She knows the system. And she knows all about communication. So she can be very helpful for François Hollande.
France's new first couple will meet with the President and Mrs. Obama today. Tomorrow, Trierweiler will share a tête-à-tête lunch with Michelle Obama. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.